Welcome back, everybody. It is episode 3 of the Draft Dive Fantasy Football Show. This episode, we're going to be going over starts and sits for this week 2 of the NFL season. I'm Jonah, joined as always by my co-host Colt. Colt, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I mean, we just got to watch the first week of football. I'm glad it's back. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was, I mean, quite a first week. A lot of upsets. Zach Wilson's winning quarterback again. I think everyone saw that coming. And just a lot of surprises in week one, as there always are. And we'll hopefully use that information and get some good fantasy information from that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Zach Wilson was a bit of a shocker. I think, what was it? Aaron Rodgers played like four plays?
Four snaps. Yeah, four snaps, zero completions.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Jets, I'm not sure what your game plan is. I know that Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, came out and said that Zach Wilson is their guy. When we talk about our sits here today, I'll just give you a little sneak peek. I've got some interesting stuff about that Zach Wilson guy that'll change the tone of what I think is going to be happening in New York.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a Zach Wilson fan, so I'm hoping he puts it all together here.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. I mean, if week one was anything to show us, I mean, yeah, but I digress. Shall we jump into the starts of the week? Would you want to start with your quarterback?
Yeah, let's get in. Let's go quarterback. Start of the week. I don't think I have to say Tua again. I think if you've got Tua, you've learned your lesson.
You hit that one on the head. Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah,
he was pretty good. But I'm going to go with a guy who had a real rough week one. And his team had a real rough week one. That's Daniel Jones. I'm going Danny Dimes. And they have the Cardinals this week. So I think they go back to a lot more of what you saw last year with Daniel Jones. I don't think the Giants are an elite team, but they're certainly not a terrible team. So they should be looking normal again versus the Cardinals. Suspect defense, and yeah, I think Daniel Jones is good for at least 250 and two touchdowns, probably adds in some rushing yardage there too, so I think he's a sneaky good play this week.
Yeah, I like that pick. I mean, we talked about us wanting to pick on the Arizona Cardinals. They came out, had a little bit of a good defensive game against the Commanders and Sam Howell, which was a little bit of a shocker, but yeah, I love the pick. That's a great pick there with Daniel Jones. I like his rushing upside here in this game for sure. Mm-hmm. A defense that we thought was going to be a little bit better was the Seahawks. So I'm going with Jared Goff. He plays against the Seahawks this week. I think he's a smash play. We just saw Stafford. He rained down on the Seahawks for 330 yards to a rookie wide receiver in his first game. And Tutu Atwell, a guy who got 1/4 of his career receiving yards in that game. Yeah, I mean, it's the third highest over under of the week, and perhaps, you know, week one was a fluke, but the Seahawks defense did not look like what we expected. I think it's a little suspect. I mean, it's kind of hard to gauge. We don't have too much data. It's only 1 week. You have to kind of define, you know, what you think is fact and what you think is fiction. I don't think that the Seahawks defense is that bad. As bad as we saw, but I do think that Jared Goff can very well put up a game this week. And a sneaky kind of play is actually like a Josh Reynolds. I mean, he had, what was it, like 80 yards in week one against the Chiefs. So, yeah. Amon-Ra is a cool go.
It's easy to forget that the Rams are 2 years removed from being Super Bowl champs. You know, there's still some talent there. They got old and they had to move on from some guys. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, but they've still got a lot of talent.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, a rookie wide receiver and Tutu Atwell tear you up. That's a little concerning for me. Sure.
Yeah, it's not good. They really should have gotten that nose tackle in the draft. But hey, what can I say?
Right.
And so I guess we'll go on. You want to go on to running back starts?
Yeah, we'll try out some running backs. Who you got?
So I like David Montgomery this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of for, well, I guess I would say the same reason, a higher scoring game. And I just think I was never a Jahmyr Gibbs believer, and I think he kind of showed what kind of player he's going to be in the pros. He's a really explosive player, but he's not going to get the short yardage carries. He's not going to get goal line carries. He's still 185 pounds. And, Montgomery's a heck of a receiver as well out of the backfield. Gibbs is the more exciting, explosive play, but I think Montgomery is a sneaky, smart play there against a team with, again, no nose tackle. So I think they're going to be weak against the run pretty much the entire year, the Seahawks are.
Yeah, I like David Montgomery as well. I also like Gibbs. I mean, he did show some flashing there, and just in his very first game, I thought he actually I think there was one he took up the left sideline and he hit somebody, and it wasn't like a he got blown back for being a smaller back. So I was excited to see it. Obviously, leverage could have been on his side, but you like to see it, and he didn't get hurt, which was we see these guys with the smaller frames, they just get banged up so much. But yeah, I like the David Montgomery pick. I've got a smaller guy here. I'm gonna go with James Cook versus the Raiders. Expecting
Okay,
a,
yeah.
yeah, I'm expecting it's a juicy 47 point over under. So it's one of the highest ones on the week. I'm expecting a bounce back game for the Bills here. It's not a revenge game, but they wanted to get that Jets game out of their the taste out of their mouth from Monday Night Football. And I think James Cook, he played well. He certainly played well ahead of Damian Harris as well. He had 59% of the snap counts to Damian Harris's 13. He also had a decent target share too, which is kind of shocking. Maybe that was a little bit of game script. But not like they were really blown out either, though. But he had 6 targets. That was a mark that he only hit once last season. So I've got James Cook versus the Raiders.
Yeah, no, I think Buffalo rebounds and are playing, I mean, like you said, not revenge, but they're playing kind of angry right now. And I could see them building up a pretty good lead and just giving the ball to James Cook quite a bit. I thought he looked pretty good against the Jets, who are an excellent defense, and Las Vegas is not an excellent
Not
defense.
that,
So
yeah.
no, that play makes a lot of sense to me. It's a good play. That's a game I think we'll probably maybe have at least one or two more guys in.
Yeah, actually, Buffalo's favored by 9 in that right now. Reddit, so that's huge. Wow. Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't. You'd see them putting up still quite a few points, but then, going to the running game and trying to run it down their throats and maybe limit Josh Allen's turnovers. I don't think he has a game like that again, but it's not a bad game strategy to just pound the ball against the Raiders.
For sure.
All right. And so on the wide receiver here, I went a little further down here. I think he's a familiar name, but you're probably a little afraid to play him, especially after this past week. But I'm going Treylon Burks. I think Treylon Burks recovers well. I think the Titans' passing game is kind of back to normal, which isn't great, but it's not what we saw last week. They're playing the Chargers. The Chargers just let Tua light them up, and hey, Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle is a hell of a three-headed monster. But I still think that Tannehill gets back to normal about that, 250 to 300 range. And I think he finds Burks, deep at least once against him. So I'm going to take Treylon Burks against the Chargers.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill did not look like his old self. I mean, I think he had 3 picks in that game too. It was not a pretty sight. A bounce back game would hopefully be on the horizon. He's going to need to throw the ball, more than 30 times going
Yeah,
into the
the
Chargers game.
Chargers are going to put up some points too, for sure.
Exactly. So they're gonna have to throw it if they especially if they go down at any point. They're gonna have to sling that thing. So Treylon, I like him as well. It's a sneaky one, and as you mentioned, it's a deep dive. But I could see him as like a flex that could give you one of those big over the top play action passes, maybe for a touchdown, hopefully. Yeah, that would be pretty nice there. I'm looking at a guy here. We're talking about week one. You know, people who kind of stunk it up. I've got DJ Moore versus Tampa Bay. I didn't go quite as deep, but I am going with a guy who just had two targets. We just saw Justin Jefferson, obviously probably the best wide receiver in the league, and rookie wide receiver Jordan Addison just tear up the Bucs defense. I'm expecting a bit of an overcorrection for DJ Moore. I mean, he had a 5% target share. Like I said, he got the ball just two times. So outside of his rookie season, games that he's played fully in, he's only had a two-target game once. I'm expecting a huge turnaround and a favorable matchup for them. They've got to do something at the quarterback position there. I mean, I like Justin Fields as much as anybody else. I think he only had three passes that went over 10 yards. Like, they've got to get it down the field some, and DJ Moore's going to be that guy to do it, so.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, because it actually goes into my next pick for a start on the tight end. I was looking at Cole Kmet, Chicago's tight end, because, yeah, I agree. I think Tampa's pass defense is not strong. Hockenson didn't set the world on fire or anything, but he was open. He got his receptions against Tampa. And so I think, with Justin Fields still looking, possibly looking shorter a little bit more than deep, that Cole Kmet becomes someone who could get a pretty large volume of targets and catches against a weaker Tampa Bay secondary and linebacking coverage core.
Yeah, certainly. I like the Cole Kmet pick. I mean, like I said, I just like pass catchers against Tampa's D. I couldn't go back-to-back Bears. I didn't have the stones to do that. But and this, some people might call this cheating. I doubt it. But I'm going with the tight end one so far. I mean, he's a tight end one on the season. I'm talking about Hunter Henry.
All
Mr.
right.
Alliteration himself. We're playing Miami. We just talked about... these teams, like they're playing the Chargers, playing Miami. These are the teams that are going to be scoring a ton of points. They're going to have to keep up. Mac Jones actually didn't look horrible in week one, I thought. I watched the whole game. Teams. What was that?
Yeah. I said that was good Mac Jones. I'm kind of a Mac Jones hater, and I'll say he played well. I was off. I picked the wrong New England tight end last week as the start, Gesicki. It was should have been Hayden Hurst, Hunter Henry. I'm getting my H's mixed up.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry seems like a solid play. Like you said, Miami's going to put up points, so they're going to be throwing the ball against them.
Yeah, exactly. And once you're outside of, like I said, these first few tight ends, you're just looking for somebody who's going to get a touchdown. We know that Miami's going to score. Will New England score? If so, I mean, Hunter Henry, I think, is your guy. We've seen him have decent touchdown numbers in the past. I mean, he had 9, I think, his first season with New England. So, if they got the offense back clicking again, that they will be on pace for that.
Yeah. Yep. And then I guess on to the defenses. I am going to go. So this is actually against the grain, against the spread, against the over-under. So it's a bit of a, that's why I'm considering it, a good kind of sleeper, is the Chiefs defense.
Okay.
Taking on Jacksonville on the road. Now, that's supposed to be one of the highest scoring games as well, but I was just really impressed with the Chiefs defense. I know they lost the game, but it definitely wasn't because of their D. They did a pretty good job against a strong Detroit offense. And I think they show up and hold Jacksonville under 20, get a couple of sacks in there, and are kind of a sneaky play this week.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, and if we see it oftentimes, early in the season, they'll have these over-unders, and the guys are still getting into the conditioning too. We saw a lot of the games hit the under this week. Touchdowns were kind of at an all-time low for week one, compared to last year and the year before. So yeah, I do like that. I like that pick. Mine's a little more chalk. It's a little easier. I mean, Jonathan Gannon said they're rolling out Joshua Dobbs again for Arizona, so naturally I've got to pick the Giants. I
Yeah,
don't.
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a pretty chalk pick, but I don't really believe in. I mean, Giants defense is okay, but I don't believe in the Cardinals at all. And if you tell me Joshua Dobbs is starting again, then it's just naturally you have to pick them. That's a sneaky way for the Cardinals to be tanking for Caleb Williams too, I think, because throwing out Joshua Dobbs when he came onto the team maybe a week before the season started is a bold move as a new head coach.
Yeah, it's some kind of strategy. No, it makes sense. They're actually, I mean, so the Giants defense is pretty available too. So I don't think it's cheating. I mean, especially after last week when they got beat up so bad. I know a lot of people want to stream against Arizona, and there's a reason for that. It's because Arizona surprised, their offense surprised me. Though I guess 7 of those points were defensive. I thought Washington had shut them down pretty good, but I mean, the Giants, well, anyone versus Arizona is a solid matchup.
Yeah, I was actually just when I was doing my waiver claims today, I was just looking at who is playing Arizona like the next. I'm just trying to get Arizona back-to-back weeks like over and over and over again. So I'm just loading them up on my defense. Normally I don't roll with two defenses on my team, but if you're gonna keep rolling out Josh Dobbs, I'm gonna keep rolling out two defenses.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean the Giants they're only rostered in 5% of the league, so widely available. Picked up.
Yeah.
Now let's go into the sits.
Yeah,
I can
there
start
are
this one
some.
off.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so my set of the week, we were talking about the over-unders earlier. Oh, we're talking about them. I'm picking one I think is going to be a huge defensive battle. I'm going Cowboys Jets. I'm picking Dak Prescott. Like I said, both elite defenses, at least in week one, we saw that. I expect them. I think that isn't a fluke. I think they're both very, very good. And we saw
Yeah,
the
the Jets
Jets
is a
just,
pretty defensive talent.
yeah, certainly. And the Jets, they just took Josh Allen's lunch money and ran with it. I mean, they held him to 230 yards, a touchdown, three picks, two fumbles, one that he lost. You best believe they're going to do that to Dak too if he has to, air it out or come back at any point. What's a little unfortunate is this game would be a little bit closer, obviously, if Rodgers was there. But yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I think they're huge favorites too. Let me see. They're 9-point favorites, so they may not even need Dak. Kind of like the game was over before it even started when they played the Giants. That's something that could be a trend this season where the Cowboys defense just gets them some points or they score early and they just don't need him in the second half. That's something I could see happening this week for sure.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was actually going to go with Dak myself too. So I definitely agree with you. Let me, I'm going to get a quick substitute here so we have a couple, couple options for folks.
Okay, yeah.
I'll actually go with Herbert, which is a shock. That's definitely a starter that people are rolling out. Again, that Tennessee defense, they did their job. That wasn't the reason they lost. They did pretty well against Carr, my sit from last week, and so I'll take Herbert on the road, against a strong Tennessee defense. They may be able to shut him down a little more. I definitely don't think we're seeing a repeat of the Chargers Miami game with the Chargers in Tennessee. So I think that
Yeah.
one's a little closer. He'll still probably get it, he's probably in that like 250 to two touchdowns, which you're probably still starting him if you have him, but it's not the Justin Herbert that you're kind of wanting every week when you put out Justin Herbert. You're wanting those big numbers, and I think he's just very average this week.
Yeah, he has a ton of 300-yard games. I'm not 100% sure this is going to be one of them here. I'll go on to the running backs. I'm going to start. I've got a few guys from this game, so here we go again. It's the same sit for running backs I had last week. I picked Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook last week. I'm going with, well, I'm going to let Breece Hall kind of I'll let him simmer. He kind of burned me a little bit with this, what was it, 80 yard. If you run for 85 yards, I would expect that to be a touchdown. But, getting his sea legs back under him, I guess, he didn't quite get there. He kind of got ran down, but as to be expected when you're coming back from an injury. That, but I do have Dalvin Cook versus the Cowboys. As my sit of the week, he's reappearing again. It's just, I mean, the Jets, they drew the short stick. They played the Bills week one. They played the Cowboys week two. It does. I mean, we already know we've talked about it. The Cowboys defense, I think, is elite. They just stopped Barkley, but I would say that they stopped Barkley, but they really stopped everyone on that offense.
Yeah, they just didn't get anything going. But
Yeah.
Barkley was that.
Yeah, I mean he had a little bit of play there, but yeah, I mean if you're in a pinch and you have to play him, I certainly understand it, but you've got to certainly lower expectations. A very low over under against this elite defense right here. In a game that I think they're probably going to be down in too.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go with a game we've talked about as well, but that's the Buffalo Raiders game. I'm thinking you might want to look at sitting Josh Jacobs, who's, what, I think he was fantasy running back number one last year, so he's obviously drafted high, stud running back. But we've talked about it. We expect Buffalo to go up and go up big against a weak defense. And when they're putting up all those points, then Vegas is going to have to start throwing the ball. Buffalo does have a strong D line as well. They may not have played their best game this past Monday, but they do have a strong D line and good linebacking core. So I think Josh Jacobs is a disappointment this week.
When I was watching, I had Red Zone. I had the way that I kind of do it. I have Red Zone up, and then I have the Patriots game over on the other monitor there. I was watching Josh Jacobs, and it just looked like he was. I don't know if he was taking a slower step or whatnot, but he didn't look himself. Did you get to catch that at all?
I wasn't able to see that game. I was kind of focused on a few other ones. So no, I didn't see it. But if that's true, then yeah, this definitely it's a tough matchup for him just because you expect Buffalo to be putting up massive amounts of points by throwing the ball, which means that the other team's probably gonna be throwing the ball as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, he just didn't look himself. I'm curious if we get to see this broadcast just a little bit. I'm hoping it was just maybe he didn't really do a ton of he wasn't quite in game shape and he's getting back into that. But he started slow a little bit last year too, right? So
Yeah, he did, and then got into his groove.
oh
So
yeah.
maybe it'll be this week, but I just don't think
Oh
so.
yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not expecting it. That's a great pick there. I'm going back to the well. I promise this is the last person I have from the Jets Cowboys game. But I am going with Garrett Wilson. This is a guy you drafted at the end of the first round or early second round, playing the Cowboys, as we know. We know the Cowboys defense is elite. If there's no Aaron Rodgers, I am not selling Garrett Wilson. I'm not trying to get him for pennies on the dollar or anything like that, but he was 5 for 5 for 34 yards and a touchdown. Although that touchdown was amazing, you don't get extra points for it. It
Yeah,
it
that was
was,
quite a bit.
it, yeah. Outside of that touchdown, if he didn't get that, you're extremely upset with his performance. I mean, I don't know how you can start Wilson with any kind of confidence with Zach Wilson out there. And I know he had a good rookie season, and that Zach Wilson, a certain amount of time, but a good bit of that was with Mike White and Joe Flacco. They did what I would do if I was quarterback for the Jets. I would just force feed him the ball as much as possible. In those games, we saw him, excel. For whatever reason, Zach Wilson was not doing that. And this isn't to say that, Zach Wilson can't take a step forward. It's a little uncommon to see it, this far into his career. I think he's going into year 4 or so.
I think he's doing three right now, but I
So,
might be wrong.
yeah, and I watch Hard Knocks every year, and I watched it, and it looked like he was getting a good reps behind Aaron Rodgers and getting kind of that mentorship and taking that, taking the extra leap as far as leadership and everything like that. Because that's part of the game too. It certainly scares me And then it, playing the Cowboys defense, that's, a red flag as well. So I think Garrett Wilson certainly is set this week. I want to see if Zach Wilson could take that leap. I know Garrett Wilson's ready to do it.
Yeah, no, Garrett Wilson was definitely drafted to be basically an every week starter. So I agree with you. It's probably tough to sit him. It probably hurts a little if you're looking to sit him, but it could be a tough week for Garrett Wilson because yeah, that touchdown really saved his day from being a very mediocre performance. So it makes a lot of sense. For my wide receiver sit, I'm going to go with that Diontae Johnson from the Steelers.
Okay.
I think we learned that, I thought the Browns defense was going to be good and they might be elite. I know that Joe Burrow didn't play the preseason and this and that, but still, he's still Joe Burrow and they shut him completely down. I don't think they're going to hold them to whatever 77 yards of passing offense or anything this week, but I would be worried about Diontae Johnson getting shut down by that same Browns defense that just made Cincinnati look, like they didn't have any kind of an offense. So they're going to rely on Chubb to run the ball, which is smart. Deshaun Watson was okay, I guess he was fine, but I think they're a running defensive team, and so going against them, you might have to kind of plot it out a little more than air it out.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and I think he's kind of banged up as well. I think he's got a hamstring injury, so we've seen those linger for a lot of people. I mean, it put Cooper Kupp on the IR, right? So,
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
and
it's.
actually. Now I feel bad. He is supposed to miss a few weeks, so that's kind of a cheater pick.
No. I mean, if he stays in, obviously, that's a good pick. I mean, the same thing could go for George Pickens if you're confident with that.
Yeah, I'd say, look at your other Steelers receivers. Pickens might be moving into a number one role there with Johnson out, so he might feel good, but I think this isn't the week for the Steelers passing game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it did help that week one was a rain game
Yeah.
for Cleveland. But yeah, I mean, they shut, what was it, 83 yards or something like that that Joe Burrow had?
Something
That's
like that, 77, 83, somewhere in there. I mean,
this guy was just playing in the Super Bowl, a couple years ago. So
yeah,
it's like, yeah,
yeah.
we know he's good. But that kind of is a testament to the Browns defense too. I think it was he was everywhere, it seemed.
Oh, Graham killed
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, he was everywhere when I was watching that game. I was like, wow,
Yeah.
shutting down people. I mean, yeah, so that's a good pick there. I've got a guy. He was certainly drafted in every league. He was drafted really high in the NFL draft. I'm going Kyle Pitts as my tight end set of the week versus Green Bay. Not so much of a testament to Green Bay, it's more here for the Arthur Smith led Falcons. I mean, Kyle Pitts, he was drafted fourth overall. Drake London drafted eighth overall. Both of these guys combined for four targets in week one. What are we doing here? We already
Yeah.
know. I mean, Desmond Ridder has more receptions on the season than Drake London. It's shocking.
London got shut out, which was quite a shock to me.
Yeah, I mean, that would be okay if he got shut out, and it was like, it'd be a little more alarming if it was on like eight targets, five targets, six, something like that. But just one target, I mean, it's extremely alarming. It's a very low over under here. We've got 40-point over under, and Arthur Smith has already come out and said he does not care about our fantasy team, and you guys got to believe this when he says it. I mean, these coaches do not care at all. They care about one thing, and that's winning. And if they're going to be able to run the ball like they did with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, then, I mean, rightfully so. I'd go, with whatever path's going to keep my job and keep us winning as well. It's a division that can be won. Certainly, we've seen that. And if I'm Arthur Smith, I kind of agree with him as well. You don't want Desmond Ridder throwing the ball, 20 times a game. He just had 18 passes. So, yeah, I mean, they're up in the game a little bit too, but That's the thing. If you're throwing Kyle Pitts into your lineup, you're doing it strictly based on talent, and that's fine. I mean, he is one of the most talented tight ends in the league, but that target share, it scares me. I heard rumors of other people, they're doing their waiver wire pickups for the week. This isn't about Kyle Pitts exactly, but they were talking about dropping Drake London for Puka Nacua. I think that's a little bit of a hot take, but
Yeah,
it's
I think it's a little of an overreaction.
yeah, that's a bit of an overreaction. I certainly agree, but that's what kind of side of the people's what their minds are right now. They're just extremely worried that this is going to be a run first and a run only offense, and that's kind of what we saw in week one. I think that's certainly an overreaction, but we have seen very low target games from to Kyle Pitts rather in recent past. So Kyle Pitts, my set of the week.
Yeah, I actually completely agree with that. I thought about having Pitts as my sit of the week as well. So definitely on the same wavelength there, but I ended up going with, so he's not the biggest name, but for fantasy people, you did pick him as a starter for your tight end. He was a little later in the draft, but he was picked as a starter, and that's a Dalton Schultz for Houston. I think that Indianapolis contains Dalton Schultz pretty well in this game, that it is another one of those lower scoring games. And yeah, I just don't see, I mean, I don't think he has a strong game against Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think Indianapolis is going to win that game. I was pretty excited actually about Anthony Richardson's week one. He
Yeah, he looked pretty good out there.
looked pretty good. Yeah, I mean, he got kind of banged up. They said I think it was a knee injury, which if you
Yeah.
watched that play, I think he looked like more of a shoulder, or I thought it was a concussion or something like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, certainly. Dalton Schultz, he's lower on my board this week. There are multiple rookie tight ends that I would start over him in week one or week two. So that should give you a little bit of confidence in this sit, because I don't like rookie tight ends. So
Yeah.
that's kind of my here. Did you have a defense of the week? I've got one here
Yeah, I did.
for my set. I'm going with it hurts me to say this because fan, but New England Patriots. I think they're one of the best defenses in the league. I would say probably certainly top half. But they're playing Miami. We know Miami is going to put up points, and I'm not 100% sure that the Patriots can stop that. That's a little alarming for me. There are some worse defenses that I would take over Patriots this week, just simply based on the matchup. Miami itself, because their offense looks really good with Tua back and what Tyreek's doing. Waddle really didn't even be able to get involved. I'm excited for Miami in general. It just sucks that it's going against my New England Patriots.
Yeah, no, I did see that. The Patriots still, you know, a pretty highly ranked defense, but you can't love it this week against Miami. They look scary. Maybe New England's got the answer, maybe Bill does have the answer, but I think it's tough to stop that much speed.
Yeah, certainly. If there's anybody who's secretly, I mean, you can't sit this guy possibly. You can't, we always, the Patriots, they try to, stop the one guy on the offense, right? And just hone in on him. How do you stop Tyreek Hill? I mean,
Yeah, that's tough. You just, I don't know, guess you
yeah.
have a guy playing center field all day, but
For
yeah,
sure.
no, he's a tough one. Let me see. For I was thinking about the Patriots for my sit of the week. I think the Steelers rebound pretty well against Cleveland, because even though I don't like the Steelers offense, they are a talented defense, and you know, they can focus on Nick Chubb and try and let Deshaun Watson beat him. I'll take who I actually think is the probably overall the most talented defense, just with the most talent on it, the Eagles, and say they're a sit this week against my Minnesota Vikings, because I expect the Eagles to win, but I expect Minnesota to put up points. I mean, you know, when you've got Jefferson, when you've got Jordan Addison, KJ Osborne, TJ Hawkinson, they're going to put up, probably 28 points, and you're going to need some sacks or some turnovers to get you into the positive for your defensive fantasy position. So I'll say the Eagles are a sit this week.
Yeah, certainly I like that pick. With just so many weapons, and we just saw Mac Jones kind of, I wouldn't say carve him up. That's not something I would ever say Mac Jones can do. But we saw Mac Jones have a bit of a game for the, against Philly. So what scares me a little bit, it's a primetime game, right? Isn't it this Thursday?
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah, so Kirk Cousins, all the lights. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
He hasn't been historically great, but he did have, I mean, his year last year was, I think, very underrated. He came through and, I mean, he led whatever 10, 11 comeback wins. So he's getting better under the pressure, I would say.
Yeah, certainly hope so as well. Yeah, they had a lot of one score games for sure. Yeah, 10 or 11, quite a bit. But yeah, I like the Eagles pick.
Great. Well, yeah, I think that'll about wrap it up. You're probably looking on the waiver wire, trying to pick up a few guys, but if you did, if your starters are on this sit list, and I think we had some pretty solid sits, you might want to look at some of those starts if they're still available, especially I think that Giants defense has got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah, the Giants defense for sure. I mean, that one just the the Josh Dobbs, man. If you're gonna start him, that's the thing, man. It's just it seems that they're so clearly tanking, right? I mean, they trade away Isaiah Simmons, who was a top 10 draft pick for like a seventh, although he didn't play quite, like a top player. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was an interesting trade, I guess. Interesting is the way to describe it. But I mean, the players are going to play hard, but they don't have the same overall talent on their team as other teams do, who are, still trying to win.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, great. I guess we can wrap this one up. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening. From Draft Dive Fantasy, I'm Jonah.
And I'm Colton.
And we'll catch you next time. Thank you.